Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And I've got morning voice.
Yay.
We went out last night.
We partied hardy.
We did. We partied. Oh my gosh. I feel so old at that. Like, literally,
we stayed up till 10 o'clock.
We did. It is so funny. I read a study that said people are not socializing in person anymore.
Yeah.
And as soon as I read the study, I said, Jason, that's us. We do not go out at night. Now, part of that is because in the last several years, if you've been following us, you know that we are on a mission to become the best versions of ourselves. And part of that best version of ourselves is we take sleep very seriously. We take our morning routines very, very seriously. So we get up very, very early. However, we have realized that one of our blind spots has been letting our social life fall to the wayside.
And I think part of that is the kind of the entertainment side of social life, because we do get out with people and we have elevated the rooms that we're in, but we haven't taken that, the night step or the evening step of just casual socializing instead of like learning a higher level of conversation, so socializing that we do during the day.
Right. Where we are in self-development,
in breakout rooms.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was really fun for me. I don't know about you.
I had a blast.
I loved the people that we met. Like I said, I woke up this morning and my voice is hoarse. Is this what you call a hoarse voice? Why do we call this hoarse voice?
I think it's because it was the talking, and we had to talk so loud because there had to be, 200 people in the room?
Yes. Plus, I loved this venue. This venue was downtown, and it felt very city-like, didn't it?
It was beautiful.
It was swanky.
Yes.
And they had artwork on the walls that felt very... I just loved it.
This had to be like 30-foot ceilings.
Oh my god, it was a two level.
So the stage area, the ballroom area had a balcony and all that. So it was just beautiful and an amazing place to hang out. I want to go have more events there.
I do too. I was sitting as soon as we walked in. I thought I want to have an event there. And then like right as we walked in, they had this really amazing car. What was the car for? I still don't know why the car was there, but...
Because that's part of one of the, either the bank, one of the funding agencies, or one of the tech agencies that was represented by Rev Road.
Okay.
It was one of the SUV by Tesla.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, at any rate...
It was incredible.
There was this really funky... vehicle.
And it was a lot bigger than I thought, because it looks bigger in person than it does on the back of an 18-wheeler car transport.
Oh, yeah. In fact, some guy came over. Now that you're refreshing my memory, you're jogging my memory. I talked to this guy, and he said that his company was the one that sponsored that really cool techie car out front. And I said, you know, as soon as we got here, my husband was so enthralled with that car that we actually stopped traffic on the sidewalk. We blocked a cyclist and people. And I was like, oh my gosh, Jason, you have to like let these people through. And then I said, but my husband's always been so enthralled with things on wheels. And then I went, boom, and he busted out laughing. He was like, I have to remember that one.
That's funny. And I have.
Yes. Anyway, so that was pretty cool. But then as we walked in, it was for a company. It was a launching.
Yeah, an amazing company called Rev Road that it really just... is an incubator for entrepreneurs and businesses.
So it's a revenue... I don't quite understand what I'm talking about right now.
They provide all these ancillary services that a lot of times when you're growing your company, you can grow it up to like $1 million. You hit these plateaus where you like, I'm hitting the ceiling. I can't grow any further. Well, sometimes you just need a CEO, like someone outside of the business that's not the founder that has that same level of thinking. Or maybe you need a chief financial officer. You need some type of support, and RevRoad has the depth and the capital to provide all these levels of support to really scale a business. What they do is, I think, I don't know their full business model, but they just charge you a percentage of the revenue that they generate.
I hear you.
Which is amazing, because you're like, that's almost like your sales force or whatever. And if they're going to grow you, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll gladly give up a piece of the money that I don't already have.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, it just was a really, really great night. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I read that socialization for Americans has dropped significantly over the years. In fact, I have the exact statistics here. For men, it has dropped 30%.
Wow.
30%. For single people, it has dropped 35%. And for 45, and for teens, it's dropped 45%. So people are not socializing in person. People do not have close friends.
So what they're doing then is they're coming home from school or coming home from work and basically getting on the couch and escaping.
And I am guilty of this. I have fallen into this pattern, and I'm not sure why. Because we live in a neighborhood that literally, I mean, we have nature all around us. We have a lake in our backyard. And yet, when I am done with my work day, I feel like I need just a little bit of escape time. And it's almost like I just want to numb out of my mind. And meditation, yes, I love meditating, but I almost want that mind-numbing
TV nothingness.
It's TV. There's a comfortness of television where you get on the couch and there's that heating blanket for me. I like to turn the air down and put on my heating blanket and Netflix or some sort of streaming. And it could be just a, you know, a comedian up there. Maybe jokes that I've even already heard.
Right.
I just want to just numb out and not think about anything.
And I hear you saying numb out, but I think of us watching comedians on the television. Mm-hmm. And there's an intent there about getting laughter. Because when we do put it in, we put in hard days, like, or put it in all in on the court every day.
That's true.
And we just keep giving. And maybe we just need to reframe the social setting as a way to get back instead of a way to show up and give. Now, we're going to show up fully still, but reframe it as, I'm not doing this to give, but to kind of get back. Like, it's just soaking, because like last night I loved it, and it was so interesting meeting all these people and understanding what they do. I don't know that I really talk that much. My voice isn't crazy. People didn't ask me a lot of questions. They asked you questions all night long.
But no. I didn't really talk about myself. I don't think I told people really what I did at all. It was me asking them what they did, and then I would try to ask them more.
Yeah.
It was... And so I feel like maybe they were entertaining me, yeah. But I was being a curious.
And I guarantee you that they left thinking, oh, I really like that Jana. And they don't even know what Jana does. Because true. When you want to, it goes back to that saying, if you want to be interesting, be interested.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be understood, understand. I think we really just asked a lot of questions last night and got to meet a lot of really incredible people. And I think one of the other things is that everyone has something incredible and unique about them, mm-hmm. regardless of what they're doing or what their station in life is right now. And when we can dive into that, it just allows us kind of let the world be our television. But I do also believe in downtime. So I'm not going to say let's go out every night.
Yeah.
I did feel it this morning staying up late.
I know. We both did. Oh, that's interesting. But I guess my whole point is, as a society, are we putting up walls? Because this will have a butterfly effect. If we aren't actively socializing, there are ramifications
yes.
that come from that.
Well, it's like the texting, the Netflixing.
It's been a slow burn. It's been a slow burn because it started out texting. You know, we started texting, and that was easier than having to pick up the phone and have those
hear a voice.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, I'll just
are they
going to
answer?
I'll
are they text. Not going to answer? I got to think of a message.
And no. then it became more comfortable to just text. And so now when we do have the need to pick up the phone and actually call and talk to someone, it kind of feels a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now sometimes when there's a choice of whether do you just want to meet over Zoom or do you want to actually
meet at the office.
It's kind of like, well, let's just meet on over Zoom.
Who wants to get dressed and drive somewhere? I can get dressed half my body and be on Zoom.
Right. And so it's been a slippery slope. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
And I think part of it is just be intentional. That's why so many people talk about being in a group, like a men's group or a women's group, and you don't realize the value of it until you get in it and start making connections. And you mentioned something earlier about just the homogeny of your thought process and not being a more well-rounded person because you're only seeing things through your own perspective
yes.
over and over and again every single day. And the law of habituation is going to just really get you rutted into that. And then it's hard to start reconnecting.
I also feel... men, I'm concerned about men because men, I feel, have a hard time socializing anyway. They don't talk about their feelings. They just talk about, they may go out and watch the game together. They sit side by side.
Or play a round of golf.
Right?
And don't talk about anything.
And if they are doing less and less of that, then what's happening is they are at home with their families, with their wives. And they are either ruminating about their work life or they are being told what to do at home or they are being heard. They're hearing what they didn't get done on that honey-do list. And I feel like there's a lot of...
stirring.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of stirring, like mixing up that emotional soup that is not going to go anywhere. It's like in a pressure cooker. Because if you're not... feeling it, if you're not expressing it in a way that is healthy.
A healthy way.
And processing it, it does. It turns into a pressure cooker and like this soup of mixed emotions that you don't know what to do with. And just like you talk about with the beach ball, when you're not letting it out or when you're not processing it and dealing with it, it is going to come up and bust you in the face. Or you're going to word vomit or get loud on someone that you love.
Yeah, when he uses the beach ball, I often talk about trying to hold a beach ball underwater and eventually it just pops up.
It's popping out of the water and it's coming up with some force.
All right. That's all we've got today. Thank you so much. Get out, socialize, make a new friend, say hello to a stranger. That is our tangible step. Every day this week, let's talk to a stranger.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Can you do that?
I know.
Are you up for the challenge?
I'm up for the challenge. I'll find a stranger.
Every day, talk to a stranger. Let's get out and socialize. Let's make that a spring challenge.
I love it.
All right.
I'm gonna keep living lucky.
Bye-bye.
If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.